Welcome to what I am calling Field Notes. These are short bonus episodes I'll drop whenever it makes sense. Not every time, but when there's something from the conversation that really connects to what I'm working through in my own business. Think of it as the unpolished side of the growth signal. A quick voice note from me to you, tying the big ideas back to the real world. Because if we're not taking action on what we're learning, then what's the point? What really hit me in this conversation with Drewby was his whole point about just calling the damn leads. Like, the hardest part isn't the script or the close. It's literally just picking up the phone. And I have to admit, that's exactly where I've been with TrueView. Not with cold calling, but with momentum. The product's working, the vision is clear, I know who it's for, and yet I keep catching myself hesitating, wanting one more round of polish, one more round of proof, before I really put it out there. And if I'm honest, that's just me hiding. Drewby said something simple but powerful. The end call button works both ways. Worst case, you hang up. Best case, you open a door that changes everything. And I think that's the reminder I needed, and maybe you did too. The longer I wait, the more doors I don't even knock on. So for me, this week is about dialing. Maybe not literally, but showing up in the messy, imperfect way and trusting I can handle whatever's on the other side. Because the people who will get the most out of what we're building aren't waiting for me to show up perfect. They're just waiting for us to show up. And actually, this ties into something I told my team last week. We've been in this pattern of building quietly, almost in stealth mode. We'll talk about TrueView if someone asks, but we are not the ones starting the conversation. And that's not how I used to be. When I first launched my startup 10 years ago, I honestly wouldn't shut up about it. And honestly, I was probably maybe a little too bold, maybe even a little desperate. But nobody doubted my hunger. You could feel it. Somewhere along the way, I traded that hunger for polish, for waiting until someone opened the door instead of knocking myself. And the truth is, that is not how great things get built. So I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to relive that youth. I'm not going to go back to being desperate, but by bringing back that energy, by starting the conversation instead of waiting to be asked, by picking up the phone, so to speak, and calling the damn leads. So that's where I'm at. Less waiting, more starting. Less polish, more presence. And I'll throw this back to you. What's the conversation you've been avoiding starting? The thing you only bring up if someone else asks instead of leading with it. Maybe it's a customer you need to call. Maybe it's a new idea inside your team. Maybe it's even just admitting to yourself what you actually want. Whatever it is, pick it up, dial it, put it out there. Because momentum doesn't come from being asked. It comes from showing up first.